Is everybody basically caught up? Does everyone remember exactly what happened with the, Eric Ralston,
I'm giving a brains roll.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, I think you remember. Okay, good. What I want to take care of first, because I made up a routine for it, is pool's date.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Here it goes.
What are you nervous? You worried?
Of people, I should be nervous about dates. Pool is not the one.
No, it was that. I was already like, oh, man, this is going to be so awkward, except to be like, basically on a date.
No, you don't.
Like, you're flirting with Doug.
No, you don't. You're like, so tell me about yourself. No, there's a routine. There's a routine that we can do. All you have to do is I'll ask you a couple questions first, and then all you have to do is just roll 1d6, not a ghost die. And depending on what the number is, it's like a choose your own adventure almost. And there's only three sections.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's quick and easy. So
I like it.
Where do you want to take her?
Is medieval time? Oh, medieval times. Medieval times. I was like, there's not one in New York. I'm not in New York.
Yeah, you're right. You're in Orlando. Okay, so let's just say you want to take it to medieval times. You may or may not go, depending on how you roll. So just go ahead and give me, just 1d6. Ooh, a 6?
Yes.
Okay. You forgot what time to go. You forgot what time you agreed to pick her up at. So you're going to have to give me, but you remember now, so you have to give me a moves roll to make sure you get there on time, because you're running late.
I'll spend all the three brownie points.
Okay, you made it. You made it there on time. I'll try and resolve what the ghost site is later. So you make it there on time, and you're gonna go ahead. So you go to medieval times. Give me one regular d6 roll. Oh, okay. That was very good. This is simply everything goes well. Service was excellent. You had a great time. Moving on to seat of the last part. So go ahead and just give me one more d6 roll. Okay. You probably enjoyed yourself a little too much. Maybe had a little bit to drink because you're struggling to stay awake. You party a little too hard. You're going to have to give me a muscles roll to force yourself to stay awake.
15.
Okay, that's good enough. So what I'm going to give you, so you've successfully completed the date. I'll say that you have succeeded in your goal.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, let's see here.
And goal? I got to go to medieval times.
What's the goal?
All right, give his goal was sex because that's his whatever. So give me 2d6. You get 2 brownie points.
Okay.
But you'll get, I give you back the ones you spent.
Right.
So the ones you spent plus 2.
Okay, sweet.
Yay, cool.
So that wasn't quite as much as we were hoping, but still that was something. So
dude, which knight won?
Huh?
Which knight won?
Yellow. Oh,
okay. Were we in the yellow section?
You were in the green section.
Oh, well, that's
so
the
best
time.
Seriously.
So we'll say it's the next day. You guys get a phone call. Nina answers it. She seems a little worried. She goes, okay, hold on. She puts the phone down and she's like, it's the mayor. And he sounds kind of mad. Who wants to take the call?
Not it.
Dude, you're our president and fast talker.
That's true. Fine.
Okay, so Blake's going to answer. Bjornstedt's going to answer.
All right.
He's a very controlled angry. He's not like screaming.
That's good.
He's just like, I'm hearing word about you guys blowing up public property, and you're driving around town kind of crazy, risking people's lives. This isn't exactly what I signed up for when we agreed to pay your startup fees. I don't really know what to do with you guys because, frankly, I don't believe in ghosts. I only did this because we're trying to save money with the police force and everything, but you're costing us money. I just want to give you guys a warning. Just try to take it down a notch, because this isn't good for business. This is the vacation capital of the world. I don't want tourists to stop coming here because they feel like things are going to blow up or a ghost is going to jump out and get them. Just keep yourselves quiet and on the down low. Just ride this out. But he's just like, look, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I'm just trying to do my job, and my job is to make the city safe. And keep business coming to Orlando.
That's our job too, sir.
Yeah.
That's
exactly it would be what we're a lot easier for us to, you know, be motivated about it if we would be paid properly for our services.
We're all whispering this to be honest.
But he's like, well, look, I don't know how are you not being paid? We paid for your startup fee. You don't have to pay rent for the first 6 months. You don't have to pay for, you know, any of the utilities. Even the gas for your car is paid. We need to pay for.
Well, I just want to tell him that we'll try to in the future. We'll try
to
limit our destruction. Public
property. He's like, it's not even. I mean, the public destruction is the number one concern, and his number two concern is the idea of ghosts existing and flying around Orlando. He's like, look, you guys just do whatever you need to do, but just try and keep the ghost thing
hush hush,
because I want it to feel like it's safe.
Oh yes, they're very discreet.
while he's talking to you, Nina's phone rings, the front desk phone rings, and she answers it. And you guys are talking to the mayor, and meanwhile Nina's trying to get your attention, and she's like looking like this is a very important call. Like this is a big deal.
Can I just hang up on the mayor right now?
I mean, you want, if, well,
oh,
you,
it's
you
important.
Kind of,
I'm gonna hang up on the mayor.
You've kind of resolved what it is. If you want to hang up and go.
I've heard all I need to hear.
Okay, and he'll just say, okay, just so you know where we stand, I hope things can be fine. So then you can hang up. Nina frantically comes over and is like, guys, a big one just came in. You have to leave immediately. I'll just radio you guys on the way to tell you where you gotta just get in the car, get on I-4, and head west. Just go. So you go, the alarms, because this is like an emergency call. So you guys speed up, get on I-4, and Nina's on the radio. She's like, we got a call from a young lady who works out at the Magic Kingdom. And she says that she wasn't supposed to call you because it's on Disney property, but something really bad happened. You guys need to get down there. Something happened on the Pirates of the Caribbean. She says that this young woman called. She's a ride operator. Her name is Vicky Bode. She asked that you guys be discreet, but it is an emergency, and she'll explain more when you get there what's going on.
We gotta pay for parking.
No, you don't. You get to go around the back way where the employees go.
All right.
Because this is an emergency, according to what they said. So you guys arrive, you don't go through the main gate, you go around through the back, through like under the bridges and stuff.
The
back lot, you know, there's no fancy stuff back here, it's all very utilitarian, I suppose. There's security guards flagging you guys the way to go in, you know, because they're expecting you, so they flag you in really quick. You walk in the back door areas and you're like very bland hallways type thing, so it's, you know, it's hard to tell where exactly you guys are, but this is behind the scenes of Pirates of the Caribbean. And this girl runs up. She's a young girl, mid-20s. She goes, hi, I'm Vicky. I'm the one who called you guys.
Hi.
Yeah. things are really bad. Today was supposed to be the grand reopening ceremony for a new extension that we put on with the ride for Pirates of the Caribbean. We added new effects and stuff. I mean, you guys remember when they added Jack Sparrow and everything else. They did, Disney did another thing where they tried to renovate it again, bring everything up to speed again because the new movie came out. Today was the day we're opening it for the first time. There were a lot of press people here. Tourists went on the ride. Things seemed to be going fine at first, but then out of nowhere, I can't believe I'm saying it, but a ghost apparently showed up and started attacking the tourists that were on the boat. We had to emergency stop the ride, escort everybody out really quick. They had some of the tourists, they claimed that it looked like a pirate ghost that was attacking them with a sword. They got covered in weird gooey blue stuff, and everyone's scared to go in there. All the electronics, the security locks have been shut down. We can't get any of the doors open, and this thing is causing mayhem. And meanwhile, the press outside wants to know what's going on. So we have to do this really quickly. And my boss told me not to call you guys because I thought that was the first thing that we should do. But
where are the victims?
They're like out towards the front. We put them in like we sent them like to the first aid center that we have back here. So if you want to talk to them, I mean you can, but some of them are just completely gone. No one was physically hurt, but they said that they were attacked. They felt.
So we need at least send one or two of us to go talk to them.
Okay, I mean if you guys want, I mean I didn't see it, but they saw it.
Are any of the back entrances into the ride itself, are they locked down?
They're all locked. We don't know how, but they're locked down. We can't open them.
There's so many entrances into that.
Is there anybody in place that we can turn the ride on?
You guys can try. I mean, we can turn the ride on. Every time we try to turn on, it runs for a little while, but it gets shut down. So, and she kind of laughs, and she's, because, I mean, obviously you guys are, she's like, look, I mean, if you guys want to go in there, to be honest, there's no back way in. The only way in is through the ride.
That is a lie.
The back way ins are they're down.
The doors are sealed. We can't open them, and we don't know why.
I mean, be crazy, and I love crazy. The proton pack, the lock, just incinerate the thing off and kick it.
I'm sorry. Do you remember? Disney. Okay.
Discretion.
I would like to be able to come back here on vacation just once in a while.
Also, I think the easiest way to piss everyone off in Florida would be
to ruin Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Disney World.
So. I mean, we're probably going to ruin some of it.
Minimize.
Well, then you go talk to the
victims.
Victims. We're going to go ride Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And go ghost hunting while riding.
Yes.
Aww.
Do we have all of our equipment?
I got it. I'm sure.
Are you getting a blower?
Yeah, I'm getting the slime blower.
Okay.
Are there any rules about what happens when you fire the slime blower into a capture stream?
Slime blower into a capture stream? Like while it's doing or whatever? I'd assume it just sizzles the slime.
It just smells terrible.
Yeah, it probably smells really bad. I wouldn't imagine there's any adverse reaction that's dangerous.
That was not intended.
Okay, so what's everybody doing? So you're gonna go check out the tourists, and what are you guys gonna do?
All aboard.
Let's ride some pirates.
Right. Okay.
It's gonna be the best corridor shooter of all time.
Can she turn it on for us so we can all hop in the car?
Vicky,
already there.
You want Vicky to start the ride up or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're gonna signal her.
She walks you through a couple doorways and stuff, and then she opens up, and then it's the line for Pirates of the Caribbean. She's like, all right, this guy's load up this. It's all empty. There's no one in there. She's like, okay, it's just this boat, and I'll see if I can get it moving. I mean, we've had problems with whatever.
I just get so excited. There's nobody in line.
Yeah. can we literally zigzag through the entire?
She opened the door like right in the front of the line. You don't have to go through the line.
Yeah, I feel like we're cheating, guys. We're missing part of the
experience. Yakety Sax starts playing, and we just run from one end to the other.
So she's like, all right, hop in the boat. So you guys get in the boat. She tries messing with the controls. Her boss storms out from like one of the back rooms, and this guy's name is Roger Gibson. He's in like his early 40s, and he looks kind of pissed. He's like, what are these guys doing here? And she tries to explain the situation, and he's just like, he's like, doesn't want any of this because he's got a million other headaches going on. And he's like, you guys, what are you guys doing? What are you guys doing on the ride?
The shortest I've ever seen the line. I don't want to miss the opportunity.
He's like, do you have any idea what I'm going through today? We have visitors who were attacked by something that I don't even believe exists.
Sir, if anybody knows what you're going through, it's us.
He just is like, all right, look, I obviously can't stop you guys from being here because you're already here. You're already ready to go. Just remember, you break it, you bought it. And I'm going to give you guys a few minutes. And if you're not out of there in a few minutes, I'm going to call the park security, and we're going to have to escort you guys out.
I don't foresee him filling out the release from damages.
We hand him that form.
Yeah. And he's just like, what am I supposed to do with this?
We're like, well,
I didn't call you. Why, you know?
I take it out of his hand and give it to Vicky.
I'm going to come back in about half an hour. If you're not gone, park security is going to escort you out. I have a lot more problems to deal with. And he just walks off. And Vicky's like, all right, here we go.
Lift up your legs, guys. It's a lot more fun to lift up your legs.
She activates the ride, and you just start to go skim through like the way you're supposed to. The ride begins. Let me cut over to Briggs, see what Briggs is doing. So you're like in a little back area. It just looks like they pushed all the tourists who had seen this and felt like they were attacked. They put them into a small area, and they're trying to make them all happy and forget what they've seen. They have yet to be outside since they were attacked. So if you want to start asking questions, you can do that. But some of them are still in hysterics. The calmest looking person is probably like it's like a young man.
Okay, I want to approach him first. Yeah. And say, hey, can you explain to me what happened?
He's like, we were waiting in line to be the first ones to ride the new version of this ride. We get on the boat, things seem normal, and we start seeing some crazy stuff that I ain't never seen. I think maybe it's a new part of the ride, but out of nowhere, it just looked like I don't know what else to call it, a pirate ghost. Just leaps out of nowhere and just starts attacking us with a sword, and we didn't know what to do. Everybody just jumped out of the boat and just started wading through trying to get to an exit. This thing was chaos.
Okay, what part of the ride are we talking about? Are we talking about the big battle sequence when those people are chasing the wenches?
Things seemed normal up until to the battle sequence. That's where he popped out, but it was pretty terrifying.
I went on the radio, go, hey guys, battle sequence is about where it happened. Did anything happen when did the sword come into contact with anyone? Did he actually touch?
He definitely hit parts of the boat while he was swinging for people.
Did it make contact like an actual?
It sounded like a real sword to me.
Oh, okay. So we might need to check it for damage. Okay.
I mean, that boat's long gone. I don't care. You know, it's like
Well, I mean, we don't need to run the risk of him actually decapitating anyone. So no one was actually hurt that you saw.
From what I saw, no one's been actually hurt. But some of the other people got weird goop on them. I mean, I got kind of lucky.
And I'm really like, okay, guys, these people really don't know which one they were attacked, and I'm going to head into the ride myself and run down the side things.
I grab the walkie-talkie, collect a sample of that ectoplasmic goop from somebody.
Cool.
All right, so let me come back to you guys on the boat. So you ride through, and in fact, I printed up. I didn't know if I was going to draw this or just use this, but I'll just use this for now, unless we have to use anything else. Here's the map for your guys' benefit. Let's see, where's the actual start? This looks like this is the actual start. And you guys have come in around. This is where the whole, like, dead men tell no tales and all the spooky stuff and the skeleton. You see the skeleton piloting the whatever. And it's the classic ride, but
I love this part.
Yeah,
it's my least favorite part. I've had that ride break down on me at least twice.
At that part, and it's just dead men tell no tales.
Oh, believe me. Yes. It's better to do it there than it was later, where they're trying, we watched the redhead, because that's where it broke down for me.
We watched
45 minutes of that. Yeah, all right.
I no longer like redheads.
It's John, when the Pirates of the Caribbean break, the pirates don't
eat the tourists. It's like, well, this one's swinging a sword at him. So you guys come around, you know, you're doing the through the cave, whatever, everything seems normal. You go down the little waterfall and everything. You know, it's fun. Yeah. You come around to the battle sequence, the cannons fire. This seems like the typical ride. Nothing's really weird yet. But when you just before you get into like the town area, the ride slows down, like the sound effects all slow down, and the ride just sort of stops, and all of the lights go out. And it's literally pitch dark in there for a few seconds.
I lit up my proton pack.
Ecto goggles on.
All right, your ecto goggles come on. You can see, you know, because it's night vision as well. You don't see anything just yet, but the lights do come back on in stages, like from further away. Just they all start coming back on, and the sound starts playing again. But now the boat isn't moving. Through the goggles, you're picking up like in the distance. Weird energy surges. You can't see something physically there, but like you're seeing a bunch of surging energy happening like through buildings and stuff. You don't really know where it is yet. And now the boat is stuck. You're not moving.
Yeah, I'm running down the walkway because I mean I used to work there. I know this.
Okay. Then you catch up to them pretty quick then, and you see them just sort of stuck in this boat. It's like, and you're over on like the
land. Hi, Briggs.
Yeah. It's like, you meet up with them right about. I guess that's the ship where the, you know, everything's happening. This is the town. So you guys are stuck like right in there, like right around where the ship is. I guess Briggs can come and run around. He's like up on the, it's like up on one of the land parts or whatever. So he's there.
Should I push?
I'm kind of afraid of getting the proton packs wet. But I have a slime blower. I'll climb out.
I bet you could maybe tether stuff, make the boat get pulled.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, I get out regardless. I'm getting out in waist deep water.
Yeah. If you got the slime thing, you're not. You shouldn't.
Yeah. And I tether the front of the boat. Okay. I tether to a wall that like is part of the curve.
Yeah. It holds and it starts to pull them. It's not as fast as if it was regularly going.
Right, it doesn't sound like it's breaking anything.
No. Okay. If you attach it to a dummy or whatever, then yeah, it would fall.
That's why.
Yeah. If you attach it to like a wall or something. Okay. Then yeah, and it'll dissipate over time anyway, so it's not gonna cause a stain or whatever.
Good.
So it's just to pull you guys along. It's pulling you guys in here now. I'm assuming Briggs, you went up a little bit ahead or whatever.
Yeah, I'm probably just getting into the town myself.
I'll assume that by now you guys have sort of come around the corner. You've made it to a part where you can climb out now onto some of the dry land, like where the town and village stuff is.
Well, I'll put the goggles on.
You get your
seat. Have a look around. 27.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Okay, I'm assuming you guys are like right around in here, like where you know, like that's the well and everything. That's where the town really starts. You see. It's an ecto. It's not something you see with your eyes. You see through the goggles. Yeah. You see this energy that Poole saw earlier. Very steady now. It's coming in the reverse way around, and it's like just basically a big wall of energy. It's not just like a solid wall. It's like it's leaving a path. It's just coming like a huge wave of energy is just coming around at like a walking pace.
Like guys, something's approaching.
Yeah.
It's riding the ride backwards.
I don't see it.
Trust me, it's there.
This wave of energy, as you're seeing it, it comes through, and power goes out again. If you're wearing your goggles, you're seeing the wave of energy and you're seeing the ride.
Mm-hmm.
As it goes through, power's off, so you guys just see blackness, but you see instantly the ride's not there anymore. And it looks like the bottom of the ocean. It's just flat and dark as hell. It's like, because if you have night vision on at the bottom of the ocean, it's just blackness. So you see like seaweed and just like, you know, sand.
Does it look like it's moving in water?
Yeah.
Guys.
But, yeah.
We don't see anything.
Yeah, you guys, you don't see anything.
No, Mike
you're,
and I are the
yeah, like, and you got the goggles on.
Like, Poole, are you seeing this?
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't swim. I'm not a very strong swimmer.
But you're still breathing. You're still breathing. You know, you're seeing this. The power doesn't come on again, but you guys, your eyes start adjusting. and it just literally looks like you're at the bottom of the ocean, but you're breathing normally, and this feels normal. It's like the air is a little bit thicker.
Guys, I think I'm dreaming right now. I've had this dream before. Usually, when I realize I'm breathing, I wake up at this part, though.
You start to notice, like, something in, like, it's hard to see, because it's, like, right where it gets too dark to see, there's, like, something anchored to the floor, to the ocean floor, and it's just kind of swaying in the ocean there.
We all see it?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have goggles on, you can start to see this with your natural eyes or whatever. And even with the goggles on, it's kind of just out of eyesight.
Do we have flashlights?
Yes.
Okay. I'm turn on the flashlight.
Okay. You're gonna have to approach it, because it's a good ways away.
Okay.
I'm gonna approach it.
Let's move in on this thing.
Yeah.
Okay. As you get closer, you start to realize this is an anchor with a chain that goes up, and it's wrapped around a human and it's cut off at the top. So someone has anchored a person at the bottom of the ocean.
Sweet. Can we just... I want to shoot this ghost.
Hold on, is it...
We don't know that's a ghost. It's a body.
It looks like a person, right? Do you want to take a PKE scan of it?
I with the PKE? Draw my PKE back and thing to get the proton back.
I got it.
Okay, yeah. The PKE is going nuts. Everywhere. This is like... I mean, it's not an indistinguishable, like, you are definitely getting the strongest readings are coming from this individual who's anchored to the bottom of the ocean. It's very dark, you know, you can't really make out, but everything around you is huge, but it's definitely spiking from this individual who's anchored at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, if we move towards it, I mean, do we go through him too?
You're not close enough to touch
him.
I'm going to head towards the direction of where I knew the wall was, and just, like, slowly feel for it, see if it exists.
You go for quite a ways, but you eventually feel like the air gets really thick. It's like it's not like you're touching a wall, but it's
so aggressive.
Like, yeah, it's like you even when you guys are walking, it's close to what you imagine would be like walking underwater. Not quite as hard, but it's just like very thick air. And when you want to go to try and find as far as you can go, there is a spot where the water air gets so thick, like you can push through it, but it's very thick. Like there's a noticeable barrier of some kind.
Okay.
Okay. Do you guys want to approach this?
Yeah, let's get close to a dude.
Okay.
I'm shining my flashlight at him.
Okay, if you shine your flashlight at him, if you're gonna look at you can see like from the feet up, it's like covered in barnacles and like very, you know, very gross stuff. And as you look up and you get to the head, his head snaps up and he's got like red glowing eyes and he just explodes. And chains go flying or whatever. It's all like underwater green. Smooth, whatever, and there in front of you is this pirate ghost, which is very kind of scary and decomposed looking, and he quickly brandishes a sword and just leaps. I'm assuming it's for Josh, because Josh is apparently not the closest. So he starts coming at you with a sword.
I slime him.
You want to slime him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. First, I'm going to do an attack roll for him, because he comes at you with the sword, and you can give me a dodge roll. Lucky for you, he swings, and he's just gonna cut right, like, on your shoulder, like, through your uniform, and he does nick you. So it just nicks just a little bit. Yeah, really? So this sword, it's real. Like, this thing really cut you.
He has challenged me.
Yeah, he really did cut you. It's not very deep, but he did cut you. You wanna go ahead and just retaliate with the slime? You wanna try
Yeah, I'm going to try to slime tether him back to the anchor.
Okay, so...
I'm gonna try to hit him first.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna spend... 3 brownie points.
Oh, he is not messing around.
Mm-mm. This is complicated. 25.
That has to hit him. You hit him, but now I need to roll for the slime tether.
Oh, God.
He snaps free. Okay, so we'll have Adam go first because he got the highest, and then we're going to go in clockwise. After
okay.
That. So what do you want to do first?
I'm going to take a pot shot at him. I'm going to spend 2 brownie points to do it.
Okay. With a proton pack?
Okay. 24.
Yeah, you hit him.
Hey, Blake, I
no,
got
the first pool's gonna... we'll have a pool. What are you gonna do? Proton pack? All right, just give me your moves. Yeah, you hit him. All right, Blake. Okay. Let's hit with a proton pack.
Yeah.
18?
Yeah, you hit him. It is now his turn. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna have him take a swing. He's gonna take a swing at Briggs.
Yes.
To be the first person to actually hit him.
Yes. I'm going to dodge, and I'm going to spin brownie points.
No, I'll just stand there and take it.
I'm going to spin this many.
Four brownie points?
Yes, because I want to like flip over him and kick him in the head.
Okay, well.
24.
24. That's a pretty good one, but now. 24. Okay, no, yeah, he got you. yeah, he got. Not only did he get you, you're gonna have to give me either 3 trait points of your choosing.
Ooh.
Or if you want to avoid that, you're gonna have to give me 4 brownie points. Four brownie points and minus 1 trait point, or you give me all 3 trait points.
I'm so unhappy.
He got you pretty good.
Actually, yeah, I'm gonna lose brains. I get hit in the head.
Okay, I think that next up is Josh.
Okay. Now, based on this ghost, and like that now I've had a chance to see him in his final form, I wanna see if I can make an occult roll, just so if I would know anything about him right off the bat, about pirate ghosts in general.
You have no idea who this person is. You have no idea why he's on the ride, of all places. You really don't know.
Okay, so this guy is outside of regular cult knowledge.
This guy's outside of regular cult knowledge. Completely.
Good to know. As a rule, he looks very angry.
He looks very angry, and he's openly attacking pretty much everybody, sort of like in a very
bravado. But look, it seems like it out of anger.
It appears that he's almost too angry.
Okay, well, I mean, I have a weapon that fixes that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna try to slime him. Just in a wide arc, just...
Oh,
I'm gonna hose him down.
With a 7?
7.
Okay, you do hit him. He just sort of is like, what the heck? Like the impact sort of moves him.
Doesn't feel good, does it? Actually, it should feel really good.
He definitely reacts to the impact, mm-hmm. and just sort of just like, rah! And he just sort of just takes off. Just zips away as fast as he can.
Ever slammed somebody that's happened?
So now you're sort of alone. At the bottom of the ocean, this vision that you're seeing starts to sort of bleed away and fade away, and the ride starts. You start seeing some of the ride coming back.
Is the anchor still there?
It starts to fade away too. So everything starts to fade away, and after a few seconds, you're back on the ride. Lights are all on, and the water is still moving. But there's
Is Briggs all right?
Briggs is. I mean, he's still hurt.
Can I go up still?
Your cut is still there, and he's still cut. He's still. You notice. Where you hear rather footsteps coming from the up, like from the end of the ride, like sort of coming up, and you look up and you see what's his name, Roger Gibson.
It's park security.
Oh, Roger. Roger Gibson comes up and he's looking very angry, and he's just staring at you guys, and he sees you guys, and then he bolts in the opposite direction.
Follow that guy.
Yeah.
Did he
follow that man's?
They look damp. You know. Like slime moist.
You really didn't have time to tell. Okay. So you guys, when you snapped out of this vision or whatever, you guys were like basically in the center of the town. He came around this corner here. So he had a back over. If you guys are going to follow him.
I'm going to take off after that.
Okay. Yeah, you start following. You go past the area where they're all singing, you know, and everything. And everything's supposed to be like on fire, you know. And just before this final like little bridge thing, where before we're close to the end of the ride, he comes running back to meet you halfway. And he is carrying a sword with him that very much resembles the sword that that this pirate was supposed to carry.
Dick.
LaForge, slime that guy.
Sliming him.
Okay, give me your moves.
8.
He dodges it. He dodges it. And he's still running for you guys. He's gonna have to take a swing at somebody. I'm just trying to. Mike ran off first, he's gonna take a swing at Mike.
And I'm gonna spend. Spend 3 brownie points.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay. He misses completely. He comes down like this. He just.
As a reaction, can I try to physically restrain him?
You're a little further back, but I'll say if you want to run up.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
I just don't want to hurt him. I think I have the best chance.
If you just want to run up and physically hold him down, you just give me
muscles. Get him to the ground, pin him, and that's it. Just keep him from moving.
Okay.
I want to spend 3 brownie points.
Mm-hmm. In addition to your talent overall?
Exactly, to make sure that I don't hurt him. 31.
31?
31.
So, okay, you got him. You got him down. What's the plan?
Is he possessed? Like, can we get a scan?
He is looking possessed. He is like a mad... He's acting like a pirate. He's being just cursing. He's cursing. He's cursing like a pirate.
Can I speak in pirate talk? Going, arr, 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 arr,
arr, arr, arr. That's just growling. You're not speaking.
Can somebody just like slime him for me? Because my hands are on him. Can somebody?
Yeah,
do
you
want to
walk up?
Yeah, I'll walk over.
The standard
thing.
Yeah, no, you totally cook this guy. You got it. So you cover him and slime hits him, and he's you see the pirate ghost zip out of this guy's body.
Do I have time to take a shot?
Yeah, do we have time to...
I'll give one of you a chance to take a shot.
Dice
moves. It should be Mike.
I'll take a
Mike
shot.
Mike was the one next in the combat. Yeah. So just give me a standard move.
And you're still dumb.
I mean, this is a little bit harder because he is trying to fly away really quickly and you're acting faster. But go ahead and give me your moves. Yeah, you get him.
Awesome.
Okay, so you guys are still in this area where like the fire is and the singing is kind of going on or whatever. So you got him down. He's sort of coming back out of it. He is just like... as if waking up is like, what is going on? Like, he doesn't know where he is. He still has the sword, though.
Oh, good.
Cool. Let's hold this guy up and
take that sword.
We're
going
to have to
sword.
Confiscate that, obviously.
Yeah.
That's important for our research.
So who's going to take the sword?
I'll take it.
I want to see the forge fight him.
This ghost, we know it can interact with swords. That's all I'm saying.
Well, we should probably get this guy out of here. Away from proton blasts.
We get somebody to escort him out.
Somebody
can wake him up.
Can we even really get out? I thought there was kind of the one way.
Is he feeling all right? Like from the slime?
From the slime and everything. He's very confused and kind of in a daze. He seems very suggestible. Like you could, you know, he's just sort of like, oh, he's like, oh, it's you guys. What's
Bjorn's dead.
What's going on?
Maybe we should tell him what to think.
Fast talking?
Maybe get that signature?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. The paperwork.
You are said hand of that.
You get it. I'm just telling you right now, yeah, you definitely got it. He's just, because this is a dude who's already slimed and everything, and you roll that, he's
I'm
like...
I'm going to need a sample of your brain tissue.
You talk, like, yeah, you fast talk him down and be like, listen, this is a very important thing, you know, in order to save public safety and everything else. He's like, in a day, he sort of signs over, and he's like, I feel good about this.
can we show him like some of the, you know, possibly like what he'd be paying, like just for at this point, just us being out here, it's already been.
He's pretty slimed. I mean, that was it was a decent roll, like because he wasn't even moving, so he's feeling mellow. He's just like, he's like, oh man, you guys are all right. He's very chill. But I will need Josh to give me a brains roll.
Okay. Doesn't involve the occult, does it?
No.
Two.
He has brains
and a ghost.
You feel cold very suddenly, and all of a sudden you feel your arms, you're not in control of your body, and you just take a swing for Blake.
I say, guys!
You run from me! You try to say guys, but all you make is as you take a swing.
When I took that, the slime blower from him, should I...
It's on his back.
Oh, okay.
Like you just used what I... Yeah. Like, it was like down on the ground, I was holding it.
I'm using three.
My moves is
and
two.
My moves is two.
Okay, you roll first, Blake.
Cool.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
I dodge a shit out of that.
I mean, 25. Probably.
25.
We'll say that when you dodge, you're on like the dry land part, you just do a somersault into the water. And just whoosh, swing it in.
I'm running. I'm running full speed. I want to tackle him.
I do have a sword.
I don't care. I'm gonna plow into him and just tackle
him. Okay, give me a...
I want to hit him so hard.
Give
I'm
me a moves.
Okay, 5 brownie points.
28?
I mean, I had to knock him off his feet at the very least, move him back something.
Okay, yeah, you tackle him and he falls to the ground.
Okay, now can I roll?
You're gonna have to give me a muscle.
Okay, I'm gonna use 2 muscles.
So this is your muscles plus brownie points?
15.
15, okay, yeah. It's a struggle, but you do have him down. This is, it's not gonna last.
I want to kick the sword out of LaForge's hands.
Give me a muscle.
Can
muscles?
I do it?
Wait,
I can kick things.
He's got kick things. He's got kick things as a talent.
Can I
do it?
I'm cognizant this entire time, right?
You can't say anything, but yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
All
right.
You see all this happening. You're just like,
yeah. Like I yell like, someone kick that thing out of his hands,
yeah,
quick.
Yeah. 9. No, he holds on to it. And he's very angry. Okay, with this being 17,
say stuff.
If you want to keep holding him down, give me another muscle. You have to beat 17. You're gonna spend another brownie point?
Seriously?
Dude, I got to with his muscles. I have no choice.
Keep track of how many you've spent this tonight.
I went from 25 to 6.
Okay, just keep track. You're at 6?
Yup.
He kicks you off of him. Just you're off of him. And he's gonna take a swing at Pool. Give me a moves to dodge.
I will.
Oh! He actually has dodge as a talent. Very good, sir.
Dude, use brownie points. Josh will hit you. Lord will hit you.
So, 20.
20? That's a good roll. 20 is a good roll. Yeah, you definitely dodge. You dodge so successfully, you didn't get to fall into the water. You're definitely just like, just perfectly
major stuff. You bend backwards in half like the old guy from Williams.
You bend backwards and he just right over your head or whatever. Well, if you want to do something, you're up next in the attack. If you want to make a combat.
Yeah, I guess I'll try and subdue the forge.
You want to try?
I'm just gonna.
You know.
Yes.
Just tell me what your approach
and tackle,
is.
Tackle Josh. The forge.
It's a
12.
Okay, yeah, you tackle him, but if you to hold him down, you're gonna have to do a muscles.
Alright.
I honestly thought that would have been. I thought Poole would have had that kick out of his hand. I thought, like, oh, this is gonna be a perfect. And then, nope.
It's true. Alright, I spent 3 brownie points. 18.
And your muscles is 4, Josh?
Yeah. Fuck. That is exactly 18.
Yeah, you hold him down.
Okay.
Cool. You hold him down. It's tough, but you hold him down.
So. I move
get the fucking sword.
I would just kick that sword out of LaForge's hands.
Yeah, give me you're going to kick it or you're just going to grab it? How are you going to do this?
Can I grab it and just quickly throw it away?
You want to just pry it out of his hand and throw it all out of it? Yeah. So give me your muscles.
2 brownie points.
Okay.
18.
18?
Yeah. So just
yeah, you pry that out of his hand. What are you going to do? You're just going to toss it?
I toss the sword over, like, onto the ground.
Okay,
and,
just away.
Can I run to the forge, grab his thing, and coat the sword?
Dude, well, someone's got
to
do something.
No, I'm going to run to the forge and coat him.
I'm still possessed.
He's still possessed, yes.
I'm going to him and coat him.
I'm holding him down.
So clearly was not
the
sword.
He kicked, and I'm grabbing the slime blower, and I'm going to coat him. Because I'm sure that
you're gonna, okay, so you're going to run over, grab the slime blower, and coat Joe Forge.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to give us all a nice sheen. All
right, just give me
a
moves.
Clean sheen.
I think it's gonna be Josh and I because I'm holding him down.
All right, hold on, easy. What'd you roll? 7. You get him. And I'll, so Josh, is just like his body at least sort of freaks out. Pyro Ghost flies out, disappears again, and Josh sort of comes back to reality. He's just like, you can just say for yourself what you want to say because this is you.
All right, am I sliming? Like, am I feeling?
You're pretty groovy. You're feeling very upbeat about how you like. We can take this guy.
Okay, so, yeah. I'll be like, yeah. I'm gonna get that sword back. So pick up the sword.
Wait, hold on. Since you're the strongest, muscle-wise, and you're the hardest, if you get possessed...
I'm covered in slime.
That's true.
He's covered in slime. I don't think he'd be possessing him again anytime soon because he got hit pretty
good. Okay.
And plus, I'm covered in slime. I can punch this ghost.
Maybe. You might have enough.
Guys, we need to coat us all. We need to be walking green boulders.
I can do whatever you want, bro.
Dude, slime us.
Alright!
I coat
Briggs with...
Anybody else want to get slimed?
Yeah, I want to be possessed. I don't want to be slimed, but I want to be possessed. So, go ahead.
Okay.
Yep. Slime me, bro.
I slime pool.
So we're all like,
well,
yeah!
Does everybody want to be slimed? Okay, sliming.
I'm not happy I'm covered in slime.
I have a slime thing in one hand and slime in another.
You're not happy about being covered in slime, but then after the slime hits you and you're sort of like, oh. You're like, well, you know, it doesn't look that cool, but we got this.
Hey guys, I'm glad
like,
I did
you're
this.
Feeling good. You're like,
we should do this before every fight.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how it
feels. Yeah.
So he disappeared towards the end of the ride. Like, so if you guys want to leave the burning village area and make your way down, he darted down.
All right,
that
I'm
way.
Gonna real quick.
I'm assuming you guys already sent Roger away.
I was gonna say, yeah Roger.
He already signed your thing. He saw that all happen. He's like, that was crazy.
Like, yeah, man.
So what do you want? You want to tell him to head back like the opposite way, or like let him wait there?
Do you want him to wait in the boat?
Yeah, have a good time, man. Enjoy the ride.
Wait in the boat.
He's like, all right, man. You know, I deserve a break.
That way, when it comes on, you don't have to walk out.
All right, so he's gonna walk back and just chill out in the boat. You guys, I'm assuming you're gonna head down.
Yeah.
In this area. Okay, so you're gonna go past.
Goggles still on.
Yeah.
Wipe the goo off of him.
Yeah. You're gonna head down. You go into like that little side area with like the doll with the keys. You know, the guys in the prison cell and everything like that. You still have the sword?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So by the time you get around that area, like there's that little treasure room area as well as at the end. Well, Pyro goes, he comes zipping out of the treasure room. He has another sword. This doesn't look like This doesn't look like the
He actually got this from the gift shop.
This isn't a gift shop sword, but this definitely looks more like a prop sword and not like the actual the real deal or whatever. So he's gonna come swinging at you guys.
I feel pretty confident.
You all feel pretty confident.
So I want to intercept him and have a proper duel.
Okay, go for it. He's coming out kind of angry to just attack all of you guys, but he sees that you have a sword.
I dip my sword low and then bring it up to his eye.
And he looks at you and he's like,
oh. Can we blend it with like a pirate to get him real rowdy and excited?
Yeah! I unbuckle my my slime pack.
He's loving it. He's like, he sees you unbuckling it and, you know, so ready. He's just like, this is kind of what he's
I have sword experience, that's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. We got this. Okay, give me your sword now.
As I drop my pack, mm-hmm. I slam the sword.
Okay, that's fine. If he rushes you, he comes in to do this. So give me a we're gonna say moves, but with your moves, since you're holding a sword, you get a +2 die to your move roll.
12 and a ghost.
12 and a ghost.
Ooh, Nelly.
This guy's good. He's really good.
Yeah, you're fighting, it's clang, 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 clang. You did roll a ghost.
I did.
And he rolled a ghost, so at one point, he's gonna give you a good slash, let's say, on your legs here. You're gonna have to take down 2 treatments.
Do I get the counterattack?
Yeah, if you want to do it.
Okay, I'm gonna do my brawl. I'm gonna spend 5 brownie points.
Okay.
Because he's grossly offended me. Mm-hmm. With this grievous blow.
He cuts you.
So there's that's my normal.
Uh-huh.
And then this.
Now, wait. Just so I'm clear, what are you trying to do here?
I'm going to try to attack him with a sword and run him through.
Run him through with the sword?
Yeah. With a sword that's covered.
It's uh-huh. fine. Okay.
I want him to know defeat mm-hmm. at the hands of a mortal. 48.
Alright.
Does his head pop off?
Do you say, looky, looky, I got hooky?
No, I run him through and go, bad form.
You straight through him and you say bad, you say, ooh, bad form.
Yes,
okay. he sees that and he freaking snaps and he's just gonna start wailing on you as hard as he can. So you're gonna have to give me.
I yell, roast him.
I was gonna already say during this.
Yeah, before he does this, I'll allow
him to say, can we circle a little?
Yeah, you will. I imagine you guys are doing that anyway. Yeah. So who's gonna give him a shot?
I'm gonna let him up, and I'm gonna spend a brownie point.
Oh, I didn't spend mine.
20?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got him. You get him. And he's hit. It's a good hit. So he starts looking.
His beard's on fire.
He's that hit like hurt him, and he's definitely just like he's getting winded. He's very.
He's so in that second, does it allow multiple people?
Oh yeah, okay. You can do. We can
I,
do
I in that moment as it hits him, I pull out and flick the slime on the floor.
Yeah. All right, and I guess Breeze will go next.
Yep, I'm gonna blast him. Yeah, I'm gonna yell arg.
At 12, you hit him.
Yard.
Oh. This moves for shooting him. Yes. 8.
Yeah.
You actually do hit him. Okay. Yeah. So moves. Just give me your moves. Standard moves.
Yeah. I'm just gonna spend one variety point.
So you rolled a ghost.
Yeah.
What did you get though? Ooh, you rolled good though.
15 and a ghost.
Well, 15. You do hit him. Let's say when you hit him, you knock him back onto like the Jack Sparrow chair where he's like that king chair that's sitting at the end. You knock him into that, he falls through that. Although you did hit him, you end up destroying that animatronic.
Hey,
you did sign the waiver.
Before.
did sign the waiver. So yeah, you do hit him, you succeed, but it just knocks him through that chair and into the so now he's inside the treasure room. Okay, so Josh,
rocks.
You're up next.
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to like without equipping mm-hmm. my proton pack, I'm going to try to lift up.
Or not just carry it in there, whatever.
The slime tether,
yeah.
And I have the actual nozzle in the other hand, so okay. I need to like fire it against my hip or something.
Okay, you can see him. He's like, once you enter the room, you can see him there, okay. And he's knocked back pretty hard by the Vibelings thing. So I mean, if you want to go.
Can I take an action? Okay,
yeah, you can take an action.
I'm going to slime tether him.
Okay.
To the ground. I yell, throw a trap. to whomever.
I toss a trap.
17.
You hit him. Okay. And you're gonna tie him just right to the ground?
Yep.
Okay, he doesn't break free, but he does, he gets to sort of stretch out and take a swipe. I'll tell you to take a swipe at Mike. Mike is the one who tried to throw the trap in. So he's gonna take a swing at you.
You're probably closer to 9 at this point. So.
16 to dodge.
Okay, he does hit you. He gets you in the like this. Let's say, 2 traits lowered, or 2 brownie points in new traits.
I'll take the 2 brownie points.
Okay, so he's tethered.
Then I'm gonna take another pot shot at him.
Okay.
6.
You hit him.
I hit him.
Yeah. Oh. You were close enough for him to swing a sword at you. You definitely
hit him. I wanna shoot him. 13.
13? You hit him.
14.
Yeah, you definitely hit him. And you have a catch. So you hold him. You got him in. You got him down.
Open the trap!
Open the trap.
Okay. It's starting to suck him in, but you only got one stream on it, so it's like it's hard to keep him in. You're gonna have to give me, you're gonna have to. Because the trap is like a free action, I'll allow you to shoot.
Alright,
it's
11 and a ghost.
11 and a ghost?
Yeah.
I mean, you do hit him, but he's gonna break free on the trap.
Yeah. My turn. I think I got him.
You got him. You definitely got him. All right. Now, I'm assuming you're both going to want to get into the trap. I'm going to dive into that trap.
Double ghost.
We both rolled ghost.
Double ghost.
18 plus double ghost.
You get him. Freak me. All right. double ghost.
He has children.
The streams are... They're getting mad. These streams are slamming into each other, so it's close. There is a cross stream governor which tries to prevent that from happening because you guys are so close. They're kind of slamming into each other, so be safe. You guys, shit, and you both pull away, and he's up. But he has to break out of the tether. It's like he's still attached by the tether.
Yes. Okay.
So he's still right there, but now it's Pool's turn. So Pool, you want to give another?
Yeah.
That was nuts right there.
Oh, he's gotta get him, team.
You hit him, definitely. You gotta catch him. Like, you don't have to. He's not that far. This isn't that hard. So if you want to give him regular.
Yeah, we're just getting screwed by ghosts.
Yeah. 9. You get him because you both got him over the trap. Give me each. You give me another roll.
Oh god.
He's in there. So yeah,
all right.
It pulls him. You put him in. He's screaming. It sucks him. Pulls him in, and he puts up a fight. He more so than any of the other ones. He's clawing his way down. And he's cursing as much as he can. But it sucks him in. He's trapped. He's in the trap. You got him. And you're in that little treasure room area at the end. All right. So I guess you guys want to make your way up to the up the ramp there, because that's pretty much the end of the ride. So you can walk up the end of this ramp here. Vicky's up there. And she has heard a lot of commotion, and she's just like,
and we look gross.
You guys are covered in
slime. I want to walk out just
two
like
of us
this.
Are bleeding.
I want to walk out with my hands hit, and I have blood dripping from my head.
Well, you got a serious cut like on your torso. You got another cut on your leg. Josh has a cut, I think, on his leg and his arm.
On my arm and my leg.
I just slick my hair back with slime.
I just walk up and hug her.
If you want, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, she was worried, because she heard lots of explosions and stuff. So she's like, oh my gosh, are you guys okay?
The ride was better than I remember.
I hold up the smoking trap and say, first the containment unit, then the hospital.
The moment you trapped this pirate, the ride started up again. And around this time, because it wasn't that far away, what's his name, Roger?
comes around the bend.
Roger comes around the bend alone in the boat. Just sort of smiling, enjoying the ride. He's genuinely enjoying the ride.
How long's it been, really, for him to genuinely enjoy that ride?
I extend my hand out to him, and I,
you
help him out of the boat.
And he happily just sort of, with a slam, slaps your hand and just gets pulled up. And he's just like, man. Many damages, don't even worry about it. I'm just glad you guys got that thing out of there. Cause this is,
I tell him, awesome, thanks for enjoying the ride and enjoy your day at Disney.
And he's like, oh, you crap.
I'm gonna go up to him and be like, hey, I felt like we like really hit it off, can we get your number?
It's like, what, just to hang out?
Yeah, maybe sometime.
Yeah, man.
He's like, you got a firehouse.
Vicky sees all you guys celebrating. She's like, okay, I'm glad you guys are all happy. She's like, Roger, what do we do now? And he's like, All right. How much you guys figured? What is this? Let's do this.
Somebody who's got a PKE meter, scan the trap.
This was a class 4 full torso floater.
Normally we would charge a lot extra for not, you know, knowing the full hazard going in, you know, without having established information. But for you, all we need really is a little extra to cover our hospital bills, and we'll let you go with a cool 6,000.
He's like, that sounds pretty cool. All right, I'm done.
Here, tickets.
Oh, and if can we get passes?
He says before you even ask. He's like, that sounds pretty cool. You guys want some tickets?
Yeah,
I'll
take tickets. That'd be good.
All right, yeah, man. We give you pull out, I guess, like a soggy checkbook or whatever. Like, make me think. He'll sign. He signs on the dotted line. And he's like, one little thing though is clearly that we're gonna have to shut down this ride for the rest of the day. So this opening day ceremony is kind of toast. So that's not that great. We have a lot of people waiting to go on the ride. They're all very disappointed. We've got a lot of members of the press outside ready to cover this whole thing. It's supposed to be a really big deal. Would you guys mind going out there talking to them and just sort of, you know, smoothing things over?
Absolutely.
We would be happy to.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let me lead you out.
So is our trap still, like, smoking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I always wanted to do that. Yeah.
So he's like, all right, follow me. So covered in slime, he's going to lead you guys up through the maze of the line, all the past the cool areas, the cannons over here and over there, and all the... Vicky's sort of following close behind, just kind of in awe, like laughing and just not really believing all this. This is crazy. You come out through the front entrance, you're in the park, and there is a large group of people all sectioned off with caution rope and Disney security sort of keeping everybody back because they didn't know what was going on. And there's press there with video cameras, microphones, and everything, and they're just like, what the hell is this? And you guys come out covered in slime, trap still smoking, goggles. You know, sword in one belt, cuts all over. It's just like, what do you say? What is this?
Be like, we sent this spectral asshole down to Javy Jones' locker.
And with that, everyone is just sort of, the press is all just like, they just rush the line. And they start, everyone just starts surrounding you guys and asking a million questions all at once.
We're the Ghostbusters.
I give Bjorn's dad a nudge.
Same questions over here from other reporters. Like, I mean, they kind of recognize the Ghostbuster thing. They don't think that's been a long time, but they're just like, so what, was there a ghost inside? Is that what was happening? We heard screams. Like, was it a ghost? We heard that he attacked some tourists. Is everything fine? Like, is there going to be a problem?
Everything's fine. People were startled, but Ghostbusters came in, took care of it. No more ghosts.
Around this time, Vicky is very impressed by all this. If one of you gentlemen wanted to make a roll to ask for a number or anything,
boom!
I rolled that.
Right. Cause you're,
hell yeah!
I'll let you have first dibs, Bjorn, if you wanna.
All right.
Nine ghost die. She's definitely impressed. And what did you want to say to her? Do you want to just like ask straight up for a number? You want to give a call sometime, or you want to like give some a little bit more suave? Like what's your angle?
Let's get her number for right now.
Okay,
yeah. Tomorrow later.
She's like, okay, yeah, that sounds nice.
I want to find someone to love.
All right, yeah.
If that doesn't work, I will swoop in.
That's fine.
You're following the Mac system. What's Roger's last name?
Gibson.
Gibson.
Can I like pop out of his like tackle and just walk up down the line and start shaking their hands with my slime?
What's
like,
his yeah, what's his position?
He's the ride supervisor of Pirates of the Caribbean.
You just want to
walk amongst the people and just start shaking
their hands. Shake their hands and go,
Mike's got the trap. I'm assuming.
Yeah, I'm just
following. You want to follow behind her? She's like, we got it. Don't worry about it. You know, we got it.
Do we have business cards?
Yeah.
Right, I'm following the line behind Adam. Every time he shakes or high fives, I just plant a gross, sticky business card in hand.
Some people will take it, some people go, I don't know.
And as I do it, or
some people try to drop it off of the floor, but it sticks to their
hand. I'm safety hand dancing with myself.
Alright, I think that's a pretty good day with that one. The Disney staff notice, and they're just like, oh, let's get you guys patched up. So they start to wrangle you guys back in to get you guys patched up before they send you on the way, because they're...
I like that we were fighting a pirate ghost in the Pirates of the Caribbean, but we only referenced Hook. it'd be good to say, hey, I'll say to Rich, because is he with us still? Is he hanging out?
Roger,
sorry.
Yeah, Roger's there, yeah.
Okay, I just want to be like, hey, if you guys ever need any more help around these parts, you can let people know if you want to make them feel safe that you guys are under the watch of the Ghostbusters.
He's like, oh, yeah, man, you guys took care of it, man. That's like...
Dude, from now on, let's just slime every client. Oh, yeah.
I guess after this, you guys pack it up. Get into the Ecto-1.
We're all patched up. We're good.
Yeah, you're all patched up. You got your traits back up. You got bandages on and everything, right? Like that. So you're looking pretty tough and everything. So before you guys leave, I assume you start to leave. You you're all patched up and everything. Yeah. Roger comes up and he's like, oh, the sword. That's Disney property. We bought that as part of the extension to the ride. Were you planning on taking that? Like, do you need that?
Like, oh, we thought it belonged to the ghost.
Oh, I mean, well...
Because there's a prop sword already back there that the ghost took.
Well, this is like the real deal. We bought this. Because, part of the thing with the ride was that we were expanding. We actually bought actual pirate antiques, and that actually, that sword is dated to go back to the 1700s, and it was rumored to be Blackbeard's sword. We're not really sure about what
to I hand it back to him, handle first, and go, do more research next time before you buy antiques.
What kind of research? we did the research. That's why we bought
it. Yeah, it's like, and look what happened.
Can I fast talk him and see if we can run? We need to run research on it back in our facility.
You don't like really completely convince. He's sort of like, look, I feel all right about this, you know, because he's still kind of vibing, you know. From the, he's like, look, I do trust you guys. It's just my bosses, you know, they put a lot of pressure on me, whatever.
We can return it after we neutralize.
Okay, well, if you guys, just stay in contact. If you guys do fix it where it's safe to bring back, let me know. And if it's not, then it's worth. I'll cut our losses.
Got your number, Roger.
Cool, thanks, man. All right, so that's fine. Okay, so then you take it back. So you head back to the firehouse. I assume you're gonna lock it up. Lock up the.
Pop him in the containment unit. Let him the septon and the ghost dog.
What did you do with the sword?
Sexton. Oh, I'm gonna mount it.
Would you like to do any more research on the sword? Now I'm assuming that you guys are all cleaned up, you know, from the slime and everything. Like
yeah,
that.
I mean, I'm a little curious. I'll do some research.
All right, everybody.
Occult.
Whoever wants to do any research, just give me a brain roll. All
right, I'll do. Let me.
Tell me what you're looking for.
So we're checking the Tobin Spirit Guide, and
you can check. Yeah, if you want to do your.
I want to check a Tobin Spirit Guide.
Okay, you guys. What do you want to look for?
So, like, 1700s, I'll just look for, notable pirates who may have, like, resembled this guy who would have had a sword like this.
Take a photo
okay,
of the sword.
Okay, the reason why they bought it was because it was supposedly Blackbeard's sword, and Blackbeard was in the new movie or whatever, that's why they got it, for, like, promotional purposes. Yeah, it was all promotional for the new ride, to actually have Blackbeard's sword and stuff.
I want to research where they got it from, who sold it to them, you know, if it was a closed auction.
What did you roll?
Eight.
Okay. You were able to. I'll address each of these things. First, with Josh, you don't find anything in Tobin's spirit guide regarding this particular spirit. In fact, the only thing that you can find that relates to what you found was just the fact that it was bound to an object.
Okay.
That's all you really find out. Mike was able to find out having it being tied to Blackbeard in some weird way. This is supposedly Blackbeard's sword. The thing you did find a story that may have enough emotional psychokinetic energy to have an effect. You found out that there was the way that Blackbeard was finally caught and killed by the British Navy was someone betrayed him, and that person was by the name of James Reed. He was trying to start a mutiny on Blackbeard's ship. They marooned him on an island. The British Navy picked him up, and it was by luck that they found him. He wanted to get revenge on Blackbeard, so he sold him out to the Navy. And the Navy came, raided, they killed Blackbeard in the ship and everything, and James Reed was there. Blackbeard supposedly placed a curse upon him. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, some of the surviving members of the Blackbeard's crew found James Reed, tied him to an anchor, and sunk him to the bottom of the ocean.
Huh.
Now, with Briggs' research, he was able to find out, by talking to more people at Disney and stuff, that this sword, supposedly, the legend was that it belonged to Blackbeard, and that's why Disney bought it. They wanted to put it on the ride, along with a few other artifacts and stuff. They bought it at a closed auction of like old antiques and things that was being held at the Science Center like several weeks ago. They found that it was like a lucky find. So they there was like a closed auction there among rich people and whatnot. So
they need to go find out who's there.
Might need to go polish the Science Center with a nice slime color.
I want to investigate the Slime Center and approach the people.
The Slime Center?
Yes, yeah, the Slime Center.
Slime Square.
Slime Square. Slime Square.
I want to go investigate and find out who the people are involved in this closed auction, who particularly sold it, and where did they get it from, and did they know that it was...
Yeah, Disney. The people at Disney just say, look, we just won it at an auction. We don't know where it originally came from, but we bought it at an auction that was being held at the Science Center.
Well, we could go to the Science Center and do this.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call it a night there then for you guys. You came back. Tobin's happy to see you guys.
Yeah,
God, he doesn't care if you're slime. He loves you. He loves you the same.
Need a shower.
Thank you.
All right, good job.
That's pretty awesome.
Everyone did good.
Totally fought on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs at nerdyshow.com. All Nerdy Show programs are listener-supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
Or consider following us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!